Well, I cannot believe this article on tax shelters. It says here the IRS will let you invest in anything from racehorses to windmills to bull semen.
I gave blood. That's as far as it goes.
Could we possibly talk about something other than bodily fluids?
Sure. Who's the bimbo in red?
Her name is Sheila. She's new in the records department. And from what I understand, she's a pretty tough customer.
Say no more.
She thinks you're a jerk.
We haven't even met.
It's not a prerequisite.
Sheila?
Yes?
Dan Fielding, Assistant District Attorney.
Is there some kind of trouble, Mr. Fielding?
No.
No. I just heard you're new around here, and I was wondering if you would like to get the inside scoop from an old hand.
What is it you really want?
Well, how about, say, dinner at Sardi's, maybe catch Bobby Short at the Carlisle?
I think all you're really interested in is sex.
I assure you that my intentions are completely ethical here. I am emphatically not some sort of jungle beast on the prowl for meaningless, primitive sex.
Too bad. I respect honesty in a person.
All I'm really interested in is sex.
You're spineless and desperate. All the qualities I look for in a man. Meet me at midnight.
Midnight. Yes, midnight. That's good. Midnight.
Are you forgetting something?
Thank you.
My address?
Yes, that too.
And, don't be late. I punish for tardiness.
So?
Red or white wine?
To go with?
Humiliation.
Red.
Thought so.
Slotkin, Leonard, breaking and entering, grand theft, larceny.
Where I come from, we don't have any courts or jails or police officers or even any laws.
Jersey, been there.
Mr. Prosecutor.
Yes, Your Honor, Mr. Slotkin apparently broke into an electronic supply store last night and stole about $600 worth of equipment, tubes, transistors, cables, that sort of thing.
Well, Mr. Slotkin, hello, how are you?
I'm sick. I'm dying. I'm being slowly poisoned by the oxygen concentration of your atmosphere.
Not an oxygen kind of guy, eh, Mr. Slotkin?
Well, I can take it for short periods of time, but my system is used to methane and ammonia.
He's from New Jersey.
I'm not from New Jersey! I'm from Saturn.
Sir, my client has been examined by a physician and found to be in perfect health. Physically.
Mr. Slotkin?
Your medical technology is insufficient. My system is too complex for your archaic diagnostic tools.
He ate his stethoscope.
That's why I took the electronics components. I am trying to fashion a transmitter so that I can call back home to Saturn. That's all I want, Judge. I just want to go home. I just want to go home.
Oh, let him go home.
Oh, send him back to Jersey.
Settle down, counsels. I'd like to grant a continuance pending a psychiatric evaluation.
Agreed.
Ready to beam him aboard, sir.
Come, is. Next case.
Hey, wait a minute. You mean I'm going to have to stay locked up?
No, you'll be in a medical facility, Mr. Slotkin, not in jail.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't think that you understand. I'm going to be dead within 48 hours if I don't get back to Saturn.
Yeah, well, you're just going to have to trust me on this one, Mr. Slotkin. You'll be fine. Bull?
Can I get you anything, Mr. Slotkin? Coffee, tea?
My system is starved for ammonia!
Mop and glow it is. Hurry up!
Keep your pants on, counselor.
Stay here, I'm gonna have to.
Next case, Your Honor. Endangered and attempted assault, Michelle Fouquet versus everybody on IRT subway car number 3507.
Everybody?
Uh-huh.
Judge, it was just a little misunderstanding.
Your Honor, the plaintiff is here on vacation from France, and he entered the 7th Avenue subway when he asked one of the passengers for change of a dollar, whereupon these five commuters pulled these weapons and held him at bay until the transit police arrived.
We thought he was dangerous. We thought he was crazy.
What'd he do?
He talked to us.
Sir, if I might interject, these are not a gang of thugs. These are just ordinary citizens who have been influenced by the current paranoia about violence on the subways. Basically, they're just good, decent human beings.
What is that thing?
Surface-to-air missile, sir.
I see your point.
Judge, it wasn't loaded. I was just using it for intimidation.
People, people, people. Now, I understand your fears, but don't you see that you are just contributing to the problem? You are escalating the tension that threatens to tear at the very fabric that binds us together as civilized human beings. What I'm trying to say is that...
We don't get the guns back?
No, you don't get the guns back. They will stay here as evidence, and as far as I'm concerned, I hope they're confiscated permanently. Now, as for Monsieur Fouquet, I hope that you can still enjoy this great city of ours with its diversity and its energy.
Couldn't afford the Bahamas, could you?
All right, now, everybody, just stay calm. Are there bullets in that thing?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Put those guns away. Now! So, hi, Mr. Slotkin. Good to see you again.
Hello.
Well, what seems to be the problem?
Problem?
The chasing, the screaming, the gun.
Oh, that!
Mr. Slotkin, now I know you're a reasonable human being.
I am not a human being!
Right, I forgot.
I have demands.
Shoot.
Oh, God, please, no!
Come on, Dan, even he knew what I meant, and he's crazy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want the necessary parts to fashion a transmitter so I can contact my people. I have a list. Here.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll get right on it, sir. So I think we may be out of plutonium.
You can substitute spam.
Got it.
And I need sustenance.
Bull, get him whatever he wants.
What kind of sustenance?
Nitrogen, phosphorus, magnesium, zinc.
Relish?
On the side.
All righty.
Mr. Slotkin, I want everyone else in the courtroom to go.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. Trust me. They'll be all right.
Why should I trust you?
All right. As a gesture of goodwill, I'll let one of these two go.
Good luck.
Dan!
I am young. I have got my entire life in front of me.
I'll let the lady go.
You can forget the $10 I owe you.
Don't worry. If I shoot you, I'll resurrect you with a couple of paper clips and a candle.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hi. Somebody call for the A-team?
I beg your pardon?
It was a joke. I'm just not very funny, that's all.
I'm Judge Stone.
Commander Tucker, Emergency Services. Where do you want the snipers?
Snipers? Isn't there a chance you're going to hit one of the hostages?
What's your point?
I would like to settle this matter non-violently, if possible.
Your Honor, there's a lunatic in there. And my statistics show that he's going to open fire within the next 20 minutes.
Well, maybe I should go in and talk to him myself.
Phil, how many body bags we have?
Should I bring the food in now?
Hey, I saw something on 60 Minutes once where the hostage negotiating team drugged the food before they took it into the terrorists. 60 Minutes?
Never heard of it.
It's on opposite Punky Brewster.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Listen, can we drug the food?
Sure, we do it all the time.
Great.
Come on, Phil, let's break out the needles. Now, whatever you do, don't try this at home. That was a joke. They hate me, I can tell.
Mr. Slotkin, I brought you the nitrogen, magnesium, and phosphorus. Of course, being from Saturn, you're probably not familiar with the Earth forms of these substances.
Where's my scratch game?
Bye.
Are you going to eat both of those?
Mm-hmm. Or what?
I just want to see what's going to happen to you.
What are you talking about?
I just want to see if they drug the food. Don't you ever watch 60 Minutes?
Mr. Slotkin, I just want to help you. Is there anyone we can call? Your wife or your parents?
No, I'm not married, and my parents moved back to the old neighborhood.
The old neighborhood?
Way out on the seventh moon of Saturn. That's where I grew up. It was just our family and two others on this barren, lifeless sphere of ice. How about yourself?
Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I miss it sometimes.
I know what you mean. I miss the rings.
The rings?
Oh, they're beautiful. Sometimes when the sun hits them just right, the whole sky sparkles with these vibrant colors.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, it is.
You know, up on this place, Saturn, well, there's no war, there's no poverty, and there's no hunger.
Is that right, Mr. Slotkin?
Absolutely. Oh, we solved those problems eons ago.
Sir, do you realize that instead of fighting, they solve global disputes with bowling tournaments? Well, I can't confirm that.
Well, what's so strange about that? I mean, look at the way you still do things down here. I mean, you take any opportunity to murder each other, you tear down your forests, you poison your streams. On my planet, everything grows. We have no violence, no oppression.
No famine, no cruelty, no hatred.
You've been there.
No, but I can imagine it. Most of us can imagine it. Some of us want it so bad that when we can't find it here, we imagine it someplace else.
What are you talking about?
You're describing utopia, Mr. Slotkin. That is an ideal place. Men have been looking for it since the beginning of time, but it doesn't exist here. Sometimes I wonder if it exists anywhere.
Oh, it exists, all right, believe me. I've been there.
I'll vouch for him on that.
Dan.
I love you, Harry.
Thank you, Dan.
What a fruitcake, huh?
Mr. Slotkin, please, give me the gun.
No, no, you stay away from me!
Mr. Slotkin!
If I had my life to live over again, I would live it as a blonde.
Please don't make me restrain you.
Oh, that's all you people ever do. You think of new reasons for using violence. You just get people out of the way if they step out of line. That's all your species understands. I mean, God forbid you should actually listen to somebody if they're different. I'd like to place a collect call, please.
Is he?
Well, that was refreshing.
Where's the gun?
This is the city. My name is Fielding. I'm a cop.
What happened?
Everything's under control.
The lights went out in the whole building.
Yeah, must have blown a fuse when he turned the thing on.
It wasn't a fuse. It was my people.
You see any of them here?
Oh, no, they're not here. But suffice it to say that they have healed me. They effected a large-scale transference of energy, which repaired my malfunctioning Earth adaptation devices.
Mr. Slotkin, are you sure you feel all right?
Oh, yes! I'm fit as a Yevgetrod!
You look it.
Somebody here called for a pickup?
Yeah, the guy in the plaid jacket there is from Saturn.
That's strange.
You kid?
Yeah, they usually come in the spring when the planet makes its closest approach. Come on, Al. Your Honor. Greetings. As a representative from our Earth's government, we invite you to join us on a tour of one of our native medical institutions. We feel it will be beneficial to both our peoples and will help to promote a mutual trust and harmony between our two worlds.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd be honored.
Beats the hell out of wrestle him to the ground.
Judge, I want you to know that I respect you. And I even like you. But I do hope that you won't be hurt too much when you realize that you're finally doomed.
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Slotkin. Some of us still have hope. Me, I've got a feeling that someday we're all gonna come together and we're gonna figure out a way to make this fragile little world of ours a really wonderful place to live.
That's crazy.
Where's Dan?
Over there, licking the floor.
Dan? Ready? I'll be waiting outside.
And they say romance is dead.
Oh, I forgot. How did it go last night, Dan?
Mac. I have no idea. I think I blacked out at the curb.
Well, you gave it your best shot.
Dan.
Oh, Sheila. About last night.
Oh, you magnificent beast, you. I'm still trying to catch my breath. You were incredible.
I was. It was nice, wasn't it?
You're being just a bit modest.
Well, maybe a bit. So how about tonight?
You'll never be able to top last night. Let's not spoil it by trying.
Let's spoil it.
I remember
catcher's mitt.
The latest breaking news. 4 killed in Queen shooting spree. A homeless family freezes to death. And on a lighter note, 3 million gallons of raw sewage spills into the Hudson River. We'll be right back after this message.
What's new?
Murder and mayhem. What's new with you?
There's brown stuff coming out of the drinking fountain. We're ready.
I'll be there.
Okay.
And on a local note, last night's mysterious blackout, which affected a 1 square mile area of Manhattan, is still resisting any easy explanation. Con Ed said there was no indication of any malfunction. A spokesman commented, it was like some giant appliance was hooked up and just sucked all of the energy out of the system for a couple of seconds. A UFO, I guess.
Thank you.